A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, we'll get to the show in a minute. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. It's like Netflix for Reds. If you sign up there, you'll get even more Liverpool content, bonus features, documentaries, interviews, and tons more available both in video and podcast form. So yeah, redmenplus.com, check it out. I hope you enjoy this show.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It's starting 11 prediction time because the games are coming thick and fast. Liverpool take on Nottingham Forest for the first time in the league in absolutely yonks, away from home as well at the County Grounds. Yeah, I'm going, I can't wait. It's going to be great. We're going to have a chat around who Jurgen Klopp is going to be selecting for this game. I've laid out behind me the entirety of Liverpool's squad. We're going to take out the injured players, have a little bit of a chat around them and see what changes are made from the West Ham game. If you are joining me live, you can use the live chat. If you're over on Twitter, come and join me on youtube.com/TheRedMenTV, and we're going to work collaboratively. Yeah, wow. To come up with a Liverpool 11 for the weekend. Cool. So let's work our way through it. We've got a full cadre of goalkeepers to pick from. No fresh injuries for Alisson, Kelleher or Adrian at the time. Worth mentioning, just in terms of like laying the players out, we've got Calvin Ramsey in the goalkeeper section. Blame Tom, because he laid all the players out ahead of this one. Ramsey played for the under-21s and scored as well. I'm going to have a chat with Neil Jones on Journo Insight this afternoon. 1:30, that's streaming on Red Men Plus, about him and how close he is to maybe getting his first taste of first team action for Liverpool in the more defensive areas. Obviously saw Tsimikas start and Andy Robertson come off the bench. Van Dijk is there. Still no Joel Matip. Konate hopefully is not far away, but neither are likely to be available for this game. So we're going to take them out of the equation for now. Now, Phillips was on the bench. You'd imagine that's kind of where he'll be again. Trent is fit, which is good. Into the midfield. Thiago, Milner, Jordan, Fabinho, all available in terms of further forward. Artur Melo, we know, will be out until the new year, so no sense in him. Naby Keita, still no word on just how soon his return to first team action will be, so yeah, he won't be available for the weekend, leaving Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott. Fabio Carvalho, good couple of appearances recently for him, he'll be in contention. Bobby Clark was on the bench against West Ham, so he will be in and around there as well. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain made his return to the first team squad, was on the bench again against West Ham. No Diogo Jota, we know he's going to be ruled out until the new year, and as is Luis Diaz as well. So this is what we've got to play with. The players are left here are who Liverpool are most likely to utilise in this game. Again, if you're in the live chat, hit me up. First and foremost, let's go with the back four. I can't see a world where it's not Virgil van Dijk and Joe Gomez at centre-half again. Who's going to start at left-back? Is it likely, I guess it's more likely to be Robbo, but who are you starting, Tsimikas or Robbo? And then in the right-back situation as well, obviously Trent Alexander-Arnold still not quite up and firing to his best level at the moment. One of those games where you just keep playing him and keep playing him until he finds the form, like we've done with Virgil van Dijk as an example. Let us know that. Or is this maybe having seen a little sniff of him for the under-21s? Calvin Ramsey, is this a decent game to dropping him in against? It's the Nico Williams derby. You know, you're looking at the lad who we've effectively bought in to replace Nico. Could be quite interesting to have them both in that side and do a bit of a side-by-side comparison. Just want to say hello to the people who are here live with us. Gerald O'Brien asks, how hungover was Chris this morning? Probably not very, because that was very standard. That was a standard level of pissed Chris last night. But yeah, DP says, okay, guys, yeah, Jason Yari, come on, Lids. Huge chance to continue to climb the table against Forest at the weekend. Great to see Nunes show some of his quality versus West Ham. Wasn't it just City grounds? There you go, says Jason Parker. Says Jason Parker, thank you so much. I knew it had something like that in there. County's got a lot of the same letters as ground. Fine, City Ground, whatever. Thank you, yes. Thank you so much to Reese and to Jason for putting that out for me. That's great. And yeah, Andy, I'm asking, have I been on the sauce? No, it has been a trying week or so. I've had a combination of last week was wild in terms of just we're travelling the country doing content, and then this week I've just been poorly, so here we are. We're back, we're fighting strong. Andy Apps in back four, Robbo, Van Dijk, Gomez, Trent. I'd say that's probably most likely for this one. In fact, let's just sort the goalkeeper situation out. It's going to be Alisson, isn't it? I don't think Adjian would make the bench either. I think it'll be Kelleher. We'll revisit that in a moment. I agree. I think the back four is going to be Andy Robertson. It's his turn to start a game, really, isn't it? It will be Van Dijk and Gomez, certainly. And I just can't see a world where Trent just, we don't just keep playing him. It would be nice if we can work a situation where we can start to do with him what we've been doing with Robertson and Tsimikas, is that give him a little bit of time off here and there. Ramsey's a long way away from being able to do that just yet, I'd imagine, if only just because he's only just starting to get up to playing games of football. But it would be really nice to see him get involved with the matchday squad. Just checking, he wasn't on the bench against West Ham, but I wonder whether he'll come into contention for that in due course. I'm going to keep these lads all to hand, because I think most of them will play. In terms of the midfield, we've been rotating Thiago, Fabinho and Henderson really well so far. And I think the interesting point on this is Fab comes off the bench. So I think that means he's going to be in line for a start. Jordan Henderson gets the most minutes of that. But Thiago also needs a little bit. We do need to be careful with Thiago. So I've got a sneaky feeling that it'll be Fabinho Henderson starting this one as the two man midfield. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that? We'll come to that in a second. Rob H says Tsimikas can cross a ball. Robertson can't. Well, that's nonsense. I think Tsimikas is a very, very good crosser. He might be a technically more gifted crosser, but like Robertson gets so many assists, it's ridiculous. He can't cross the ball very much. Effortless says, how did you feel about Curtis Jones cameo? Some obvious rust there, glad he got minutes. That's what I'm really hoping for Curtis Jones in this game. I don't think he's going to start this one. Where are you, Curtis? There. I don't think Curtis is going to start, but I would very much like to see him get a similar sort of minutes off the bench. Come and do, maybe get 30 or 20 or whatever, just to start to shake off that rust a little bit. And same goes for Oxlade-Chamberlain as well. We're going to need every player available to us, because there's no guarantee that Moore don't go down injured, of course, but really, we're playing a game every like 3 days or three, I think, what was it, average out of 3.3 days. It's ridiculous. We're going to need lads available. So yeah, I was encouraged by Kurt. Really good block from Declan Rice, actually stopped him scoring a goal on the night, which would have been a big boost to him, of course. Right, so yeah, any thoughts on the on the midfield situation, do let me know in that. Adrian Wakefield said, I reckon it's Hendo, Fab and Elliot in midfield. So you're going for a midfield three for this one? I just feel like we're going to stick with either 4-2-3-1 or 4-4-2, 4-2-4, whatever we're calling it. I don't think Clark is going to be in the first team. I think it's going to be too soon for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well. As I think Thiago's going to get a rest and Milner will probably be on the bench. So what have we got then? That leaves us four positions to pick from, and I think we're looking at six players in contention for those. So let's just call it 4-2-4 for the sake of argument, but you know what I mean when I'm saying that. So someone's going to play from the left, someone's going to play from the right, and there's going to be two through the middle. What would you be doing with Mo Salah? I think we saw Kane against West Ham. I thought he had a good game and he terrorised them a bit, but Salah coming on against Rangers, Salah playing against Man City, playing as one of the two, he's just so dangerous. But it's whether you want to go with a world, for example, let's just take Curtis out of this for a moment, where you start Nunes and Salah up top, and then you're looking at Carvalho from the left.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And Elliot from the right, that's quite exciting, certainly. But is that what we want? Because the issue you've got is obviously with Bobby Firmino, is you don't really want Firmino playing on either of the flanks. The slight flip to this, of course, is, let's say Carvalho, really well, put him back on the bench, you move Nunes to the left-hand side, and then you put Bobby Firmino up alongside Mohamed Salah. That's another potential one that we could see. We did a video, it's on YouTube now, from this week's debate show from Red Men Plus, where we talked about who was going to step up in the absence of Jota and Diaz, and discovered the lovely little fact that, according to Transfermarkt anyway, Nunes started 5 games on left, and it would have more likely been 4-3-1 or 4-3-3, but left forward for Benfica last season, and in those 5 games he scored 10 goals. I could see him being utilised that way. He definitely likes to drift over to that side. We saw how good he is on his left foot, but it also opens the goal up for his right foot a bit more when you're coming in inverted from that flank. It's a possibility until we see a little bit more of that. I'm not sure how likely we are to use that, of course. And the other one to this, the other alternative is we see Mohamed Salah moved back again to the right-hand side. We see Nunes and Bobby once again starting in the forward positions. And then again, we go back with Carvalho, which is what Liverpool started with against West Ham, which again is a very likely possibility because Carvalho got subbed off, so he should be absolutely fine. Nunes got subbed off and Bobby Firmino, I'm right in saying, they got some time off as well. Is that right? I can check that out. I've got it right in front of me. Yes, he did. Brilliant. Well done, Paul. Memory. What are our thoughts on the front positions there? Ollie Dixon saying Nunes on the left, Salah down the middle. I think that's decent. Salah played against Forest before. Ask Daniel Buttery. That's a great question. Someone answer him in the comments. That'd be great. Phillips Allende saying when Salah and Nunes played together, they both wanted to score. I think they should be looking up to pass sometimes. And yeah, there is an element to that. I think Nunes is so keen to prove himself, and he is very much a goal scorer, that he's been a little bit rash in his decision making. But look, that's going to come. I genuinely think that'll come. There is a poll that Tom's put in the live chat there. What formation will Liverpool play? 83% said we'd go with 4-2-4, and just 16% went with the 4-3-3. I mean, obviously, we reverted to 4-3-3 at the end of West Ham, so it's not outside the realms of possibility, but it does feel very much like we're sticking with this because, I mean, this still remains where we've got our most of our options. So yeah, that kind of makes sense to me. I think it'll be a little unfortunate for Harvey Elliott to not be involved in this one because he's been so good. But it's whether you want to have a go at Harvey Elliott not being inverted and playing a left footer on the left-hand side potentially. It's a tricky one. And of course, the other one that we made mention of is there's a slight possibility, of course, Curtis Jones could just start on that left-hand side. He's going to need minutes, not just for his fitness, but actually just get him up to speed and that. We've just done the final word show from West Ham, again, on Redmen Plus. He was very deep, I thought, playing that position. He played it like the left of a three who was given a bit more license to roam forward rather than someone who starts high and wide and then drops back in. And it's why you saw Milner actually getting quite further up the pitch. He really grabbed the game on that side. Curtis Jones started life as a left winger. We saw it in his very early games against Milton Keynes and MK Dons in the League Cup. I think Milner played left back that game, or left hand side behind him, and Curtis Jones played attacking, and they had a great little understanding down that side, but Curtis was starting in the attacking positions. We've spent so much time trying to groom him into being a midfielder, and curbing his natural attacking instincts. It might take him a little while to get used to the freedom that playing on this side will allow him, certainly going forward. It might just be slightly too soon. So I will settle on, I think we'll probably go same again. And I think that therefore means, and we'll work out the bench in a moment, that it will be Alisson in goal, it'll be Robertson left back, it'll be Van Dijk, Gomez centre half, and Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. It will be a midfield two of Fabinho and Henderson, and then it will be from the left again, it'll be Carvalho, it'll be Nunes and Firmino up top, and it will be Mohamed Salah playing from the right hand side. Maybe. Let's look at the bench then. So, substitutes, it will be Quevin Kelleher. I hope to see Calvin Ramsey. We might have to take him out in terms of numbers in a minute, but I'm going to put him in there for now. If Kostas isn't starting, he will also be on the bench, I would imagine. Then we're looking at Nat Phillips will be our centre-half substitution. Or back up there, unless we get some better news on Konate or Matip, of course. And then we're looking at Ox will continue on the bench, because again, we need to get him in the team and get him minutes. Thiago will be on there if he's not starting. Jimmy Milner, of course, the eternal man. What a great week it's been for James Milner, by the way. So 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think will be Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones will round the bench out, which means Bobby Clark will miss out. Depends what happens with Ramsey. If he gets another under-21s game, maybe at some point, maybe at the weekend, I don't know if there is one lined up or whatever, there's a chance that Clark maybe comes in instead of him, because we are pretty stocked. I mean, if you're looking at that, you're looking at two fullbacks, a centre-half, and in Milner, you've got another guy who can play fullback in there. Clark is at least an attacking player. You might see something wild, like maybe Ben Doak comes up, because he's had a really good spell playing for the unders in recent weeks as well. Right, let me just get the final few comments on this. Daniel Butterley saying, Thiago had lots of space last night. Good to see that again. Yeah, and a lot of that was how brilliant it is, but also how West Ham was set up, giving him a bit more room than he probably should have done. Christopher says, if Benfica Nunes was the player on the left of a 4-4-2, I'd love to see Carvalho and Elliott playing the wings with Nunes and Salah providing pace and deadly strikes. I agree. I think that would be a very, very exciting forward line. And let's be honest, it's Forest, and look, they're just starting to gather something. I thought it was really good, the fact that they doubled down on Steve Cooper, and that took a lot of very unmodern football-like bravery. You know, it could work out as a good decision, it could work out as a bad one, but I liked it. Liverpool have got Ajax to come away in midweek as well, where that's the real... I mean, look, every game's now a must-win for Liverpool. They need to just get into the habit of churning through the wins. But if you're going to balance the games out, what I'm driving at here is, I think they'll preference a slightly stronger side against Ajax than they will do in this one. So that, what does that mean in terms of what Liverpool are trying to do? Does that say that you can maybe get away with Carvalho and Elliott on the flanks? Maybe you could give Mo Salah a little bit of time off in this game. You know, we rested him for Rangers. Maybe this is Rangers this week, where you definitely want him away in Ajax without a shadow of a doubt. So there's a slight chance where maybe Harvey Elliott comes in for Mo Salah, and then you've got Nunes, Firmino, and then for the final half an hour, you actually bring Mo Salah on, but you're bringing him on in one of the centre-forward positions. That's the only other slight possibility for this one. But with five subs, you can make so many changes on the fly, can't you? Right, Sam, there we go. That's what I'm going with anyway, and I'm sticking with it. So just to clarify, Alisson, Robertson, Van Dijk, Gomez, Trent, Fabinho, Henderson, Carvalho, Nunes, Firmino, Salah, and then a bench of Kelleher, Ramsey, Phillips, Tsimikas, Thiago, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Elliot, Milner, and Curtis Jones. Agree or disagree? Either way, drop a like on the video. That would be absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, everyone who's got us to 500,000 subscribers. It is amazing. Genuinely amazing. We have got a very special show coming up for you this Sunday. Me and Chris, the original Red Men, sat down looking through some of the best and worst and weirdest moments of 12 and a bit years of producing Red Men here on YouTube and beyond. It's really, really good. We've drug up some interesting clips from the archive, which aren't available to watch anymore. So yeah, some really great memories. And so if you've been a long-term fan of what we've done on the channel, it's a bit of hubris, but ultimately, you know, it's been a long old ride. It's a big old milestone. We don't do this too often. So that is a major event. It's going to be coming out on Sunday. And make sure you follow our social channels if you want to get that early. That's an early release for Red Men Plus on Friday evening as well, video and in podcast form. It's very cool. It's very special. So if you love me and Chris and what we've done on this wild and wacky journey, then come have a trip down memory lane with us with the 500K special. Other than that, that's me. Thank you so much for joining me. Loads more content still to come today. I'm going to be doing Journo Insight at 1:30 over on Red Men Plus. So if you want to get the latest insight on Liverpool's legal action against Manchester City, the fallout from West Ham, the latest on Calvin Ramsey and co, then come and join me and Neil over on redmenplus.com in about 40, well, just under an hour. That'll be boss. See you there. Ta-da.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.